The Crimes of Jordan Wise, a novel by Bill Pronzini, narrated by Richard Farrone. Disc 1.
St. John, Virgin Islands, the present. As on most days, I sit at my usual place in Jocko's Cafe in front of the open-air window facing Long Bay. Jocko's isn't much, just your standard back island roadside bar and grill, mostly frequented by locals, black and white, and a few slumming tourists, on the southeastern tip of St. John, the smallest of the U.S. Virgins. The road that loops around from Coral Bay ends 50 yards from Jocko's dirt parking lot. End of the line. The building is two-storied, made of pink stucco, flanked by palmettos and elephant ears. Bar and food service downstairs, Jocko's quarters upstairs. Pocked plaster walls festooned with nautical paintings, none of them very good. Dozens of color snapshots of customers with and without Jocko. Old, mismatched furniture. A couple of ceiling fans, a bleached steer head mounted above the bar, a dartboard, and a blackboard with the daily menu chalked on it. Today's specials are everyday's specials. Conch chowder and callaloo, a pair of West Indian dishes. This is because Jocko is West Indian, a native of St. Croix. Plump, hairless, skin as sleek and shiny as a seal's. In one ear, he wears a big gold hoop that gives him a lopsided, faintly piratical appearance. He smiles a lot, laughs often. Jocko is a happy man. The open-air window frames a view of the narrow inlet where a handful of fishing boats and catamarans bob at anchor, and the broad expanse of...